Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're up to the Gemara on Heyamid Alf going to Heyamid Beis. And what we're going to do today, B'siyata D'Shmaya, is two things. Primarily, we're going to focus on the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara in terms of whether we look at the case of the Chiyuv Kosel as being example of Toch Zmano or not. We'll explain what it means shortly. And then we'll do Tosis Di Ramaskal Ilema. I think we're going to leave the Tosis Afal Gav definitely for now. We'll see what we're going to do about it in terms of Seder and Shir. Reb Yehuda, do you hear me okay?
Yes, fine.
Perfect. Okay. The Chevra also arranged it that you'll be able to see the board as well. Okay. So the Gemara on Daf Hey Amid Beis had asked a question on Reish Lakish, and we had already spoken about the Lumdish implications, according to the Rajba and the Rush, of what that Kasha is. And we're going to review that, because that's going to be important. Our focus is going to be the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. It's amazing how rich just one question and one answer of the Gemara is. There's so much that is connected to this. So let's take a look again on the top of Hey Amid Beis. Tanan. So the Reisha of the Mishnah said that if you have to build a wall, so then there is a chazaka that you paid for it. So Gemara analyzes. If the fellow says that I paid in the right time, pshita becheska shenasan, then of course everybody has a chazaka that they pay back in that time. Elalav doamalei praticha betoch zmani. He says that he paid back within the time. In other words, the pashtus before the wall was complete. And that's how Rashi learns. El lav d'amalei pratich b'tov zmani. Kodem sheishlamta la'arba amas. Before the four amas were complete. Alma avin inish deparv tach zmani. It's a kasha on Reish Lakish. So answers the Gemara. Shani hacha dekol shafa v'shafa zimnihi. Rashi cryptically leaves us hanging over here. He doesn't explain the Gemara. The Gemara's teretz is that each brick is considered zmane. It's not that until the wall is complete, each row of bricks is considered b'tov zmane. So let's start building the sugya together. How would you explain the havami and the maskana? Anything that's within a range, we'll totally accept. How would you explain? What did the Gemara think within the havamina? What did the Gemara think within the maskana? How would you be masbir? And that's the entire thing that we're going to do today. Mirtz Hashem, on my notes, I have seven shitas to put on the board, just in terms of how to learn the Shakla V'Tarya. That's going to be our agenda today. Each one will be a gem, and each one will reveal things that will be appropriate. And I want to still do Taisis Nilema also. Yeah. Well, how would you learn Yitzchak? What's that? What's the maskana?
The simplest way
of learning.
Exactly. You only have to pay the Havamina of the Gemara. You only have to pay for the war at the end. Kimash Malan, you really have to pay after you drove her.
Very good. According to Rashi, maybe we should put that up on the board. According to Rashi, the Havamina would be that the Chiyuv is only when the Chiyuv for the partner to pay back is only when the wall hits Arba Amos, Kamash Malan, that on every row, that's the Chiyuv. And if I was saying the Dafyomi Shir, that's how I would learn. Okay, that's the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. So maybe let's call that Pshat Poshut. So we call the Poshut Pshat is the Havamina is that there is Hachiyuv Rak Achar Dalet Amos. And we'll call that possibly Rashi.
Are we saying it's Rashi? Rashi doesn't say anything?
Correct. That's why, because Rashi doesn't tell us what the maskan is. Rashi does say in Mefurish that Hachiyuv is Rak Achar Dalet. Kamash Malan, Chiyuv, Kol, we'll use the expression that Rishonim used, Kol Tor Vitor, every row. Okay. Now, we previously already spoke about another shita, and that was the shita of, we're going to put up what we've already said, and that is the shita of the Rajba and the shita of the Rush that we've already worked on. The way we saw the Rajba say it, I'll just point it inside what the Rajba says. So the Rajba we saw on the previous Amud. So the Rajba said, "V'ha dinakel la Reish Lakish bekoveh zman v'lo nakel stam milva." I'm sorry, a little bit back. "Da lo kavelo chavera ad sheigamer kol arba ames ad rabba hu toveh v'rotze sheivna imo miyad." The Rajba says that there is a chiyuv immediately. So the Rajba is not cannot learn entirely like Rashi that there's only a chiyuv after four amos. So the Hava Mina of the Gemara, according to the Rajba, is as follows. He says chiyuv yeshkan, aval. The Rajba is going to say, I'll say this first in English, but the Rajba says in the Hava Mina we think it looks like a stam halva. And so then that becomes a kasha on Reish Lakish. That's the Gemara's Hava Mina. There's a chiyuv, but that chiyuv becomes like a stam halva. And then according to Reish Lakish, why is it that the halacha is that we assume that it's going to be paid? Chiyuv yeshkan, aval dome l'stam halva. V'chazaka. Shemishalim, and that's a kasha. Of course, the punchline to all this is the kasha. Kasha l'Reish Lakish. Okay, so that's going to be the way the Rajba is going to learn the Gemara's kasha. So far, so good. No Jew will be left behind. So far, so good. Beautiful. What we didn't explain is what's going to be the Gemara's teretz. Yes?
In that maskana of the Pashup
Shah,
that means achar kotor.
What would be the Gemara's teretz? What would the Gemara's teretz be according to the Rajba? No, you tell me, Rabbi Osai, what would the Gemara's teretz be?
It's not considered
kol
zman after
kol shafa.
Is it
zman to exactly. Kol shafa. Have achar zmano. In other words, the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that ain't a chanami. You're chayiv to do it, but it's considered tov zmano until the entire wall is complete. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara says no. That every row is now considered a separate chiyuv that you now have to pay for. It's not tov zmano. It's achar zmano, and so therefore it's no kasha on Reish Lakish. It's not considered achar zmano. Good? Beautiful. Now here we get to something a little bit debatable, and that is the Shita of the Rush. I'm going to put up how we learned. Some tell me that Hayikarim are happy with the way we learned, some are not, and I love both groups because they're learning well. Doesn't matter, I don't care whether you're happy with the Pshat or not, as long as you're learning. So the Rush, the way we learned was as follows. The way we were masbir the Rush is the rush we were medayek. Let's again inside. Everything inside. The Shita Mekubetz says, quoted from the Rush. He said, "Avol Rush kasav dafka koveh zman." Again, this is a little bit out of context, but we worked on the context already previously. I'm just repeating what we had from the previous year. "V'ha deparak masnisen b'chazaka shanas na'afal pidasin lo kavaloi zmano." The Rush says that we have a Hava Mina that you're not chayiv at all. Ein chiyuv klal. Ubevadai tov zmano. Certainly tov zmano. Yet, nevertheless, we say that the guy paid. So that's kasha l'Reish Lakish. The difference between the Rush and the Rajba was that the Rajba was nuanced. Chiyuv yeshkan, aval dome l'stam halva. Now, we were masbir, for those who don't recall, that of course, what the Rush says, that ein chiyuv klal, is quite mechudash. And we said that, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what that means, and maybe we'll look at Rabbeinu Yonah again inside, that Rabbeinu Yonah says that what that means is that when you decide to build the wall, I wait till for you to finish, and you foot me the bill, and in the meantime, I'm not chayiv at all. Okay? Okay, so now let's cheshbon. And according to the Rush, what will the Gemara's teretz be? So the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, there's no chiv at all. And yet, nevertheless, we have a chazaka that the guy paid. So the teretz of the Gemara, according to the Rush, is going to be, no, there is a chiv, achar kol shafa v'shafa. Maybe. I don't mean to necessarily say. Oh.
Very similar.
Yes. I'll put that down. Dome Pshat Poshut. Yes. Good. I need to make more room for that because your Pshat in the Rush I found Yehuda, so I'm gonna put that down because I want to make a little bit more room. Okay, so Gemara's teretz is Yesh Chiyuv. I'll call Shafa v'Shafa. And in a Hanami, it might be similar to what we call the Pshat Pashut. I put up the Pshat Pashut not as a Shita so much, just as a way to create a context before we start being Medayik in the Rishon. Okay. That's the way the Rush learns. Let us go now to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, we learned. And Rabbeinu Yonah has two pshatim. We need space in the Rush because we'll come back to the Rush. Rabbeinu Yonah has two pshatim. Let's read Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's sit and read Rabbeinu Yonah because now we should do it inside what we made reference to before. We made bracha before. Okay, so at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah, Dibra Maskel Tnan. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. He says, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Gomer HaShafa. That the chidush of the Gemara's teretz is no yuchayiv on each shafa v'shafa. V'loi kasha aleha, Rabbeinu Yonah is bothered, what is the havamina? So he gives two pshatim. V'loi kasha la pshita decheska shenosnu al shafa shenigmara, sheregam mitchila hu chayiv levnosa ima. So I'm not going to put this on the board, but this is really fundamental. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what in the world was the Gemara's Hava Amina? Of course, he's chayiv to build with him. So how did the Gemara think that it's not already a Shas Chiyuv from the moment in which you put up the first brick? So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, pshut tup shatim. So far, so good? Yeah. Mishum deikal emeimer ha-kamash malon. De-lo amrina toch zmano... Who ad gemara binyan? I would have thought that toch zmano doesn't exist until gemara binyan. That needs a little bit more explanation. So he gives us two explanations of what that means. Umidika amar nami shani asin the kol shafu shavu zmanihi michlal de meikara avesalka daiter shegam al Shafa shenigmeris lavs manehu. Vahashta nami dafke kamrinan kol shafa v'shafas manehu. Avol eini yachal etovo kodem gomar ha-shafa. V'kivan shehischil livnos mishalo hareu kimo shepotru milivnos imo ad gmar ha-tur shehischil. So let's start with the last line first, because that is the most mechudash part. And then we'll work up. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in his second pshat, Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. He says, in the Hava Mina, Ein Chiyuv Klau. Kishaha Shutav Hitchil Livnos Atshasiyim. Until he finishes, there isn't any Chiyuv. Which is the exact same way that we learned according to the Rush. This was what we called the Shita of the Rush. Okay? What's the Maskana, according to Rabbeinu Yonah's second pshat? The Maskana of the Gemara is no. How would we learn the Gemara's Maskana? So you could say, very simple, that no, Yesh Chiyuv, that's the underlying line, Mi Zman Shebana Shafa. In other words, the Gemara in the Hava Mina thinks that there isn't any Chiyuv until the other one the first fellow finishes, and then he puts in the bill, and the Teretz says, no, there's a separate bill on every shafa v'shafa, and therefore there's no raya from our Mishnah against Reish Lakish. That's going to be the Gemara's Teretz. Now, prior to that, Rabbeinu Yonah says that every day should be a chiyuv. He says a little further up in Tnan, he says, "V'yesh lomar de'lo nischayiv lahaktim chaveiro kol hotzos habinin ke'echad elo lahotzi b'hotzos melachos imo dvar yom b'yomo." So previously, Rabbeinu Yonah, in his first pshat, learns the Hava Mina as follows. The Hava Mina is the chiyuv, hachiyuv, rak yom b'yomo. The toch kol yom have toch zmano, and that's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Kamash malon hachiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa. Now Reb Shmuel asks on this. I have here. Let me pass around. Two sides over here. One is what we're going to get to that's important is going to see this here. Pass around. Reb Shmuel points out here, we're, this is the part. I'm going to use this last side, last category for Ahoris from Achronim. Yeah. Here it's, yeah. Go ahead, take it. Yeah. He says, Ulefi biurei harishon. Everybody have it about the second column in Rav Shmuel on page Kuf Pei, halfway through the second column. Ulefi biurei harishon shelari, Rabbeinu Yonah, the gam bahava mina yinidon de lo ye neman al masha adain lo hotzi, avu masha kvar bon arei unischayiv, vuhu kvar lachar zman. Imke ma teirut shela gemara bezeh. Rav Shmuel asks, that this Hava Mina Maskana is very, very shver. In other words, what changed between the Hava Mina and Maskana? The Hava Mina is that you have a chiyuv on every day, and therefore every day is toch zmano, and that's a kashan Reish Lakish. Kamash v'lon, I'll call shafa v'shafa. Well, sometimes a call shafa v'shafa could take 3 weeks. Sometimes it could take 3 hours. What really changed in terms of defending Reish Lakish? If Reish Lakish is difficult on Yom B'Yomo, so then Reish Lakish should be difficult also on Kol Shafa V'Shafa. Ma HaChidush Shel Shafa V'Shafa Ve'eich Mitaretz HaGemara. It's very vague, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what that teretz of the Gemara is. That's Reb Shmuel's Kasha. Okay. Let's keep on moving. Let's go to another piece that we have to really work on as well. And that is Rabbeinu, the Rimigash. The Rimigash is very beautiful, very cryptic, and there might be some beautiful things to reveal in the Rimigash. So Rimigash doesn't tell us what the Hava Mina is. And he has a different girsa. His girsa is not kol shafa v'shafa, but rather he learns kol sha'a v'sha'a. Shani hasam, the Rimigash's girsa, on our Gemara, it's in Gimel on this. By the way, for those who have this kovetz, it's going to be very, very helpful, because we'll see. I'll give you a little bit of history about this edition of the Rimigash. Let's see. So the Gemara says, "Shani hasan the kol shav v'shavas zmanehu." Klomar, ilu lo hayin nitva chayev lite mashegiela b'chol zman hotza, ela achar tashon shabinyan kulo lo hayin eman lomar peratich b'tol zman shu kodem tashon labinyan. So the Rimigash starts off and says, "You're right. If the chiyuv of the wall is only at the end." So then in such a case, that would be considered toch zmano, and that would be a kasha and Rish Lakish. But now he has a chiyuv every hour. Sharei mechuyavim ein bosa binyan b'tchilaso nimtza kol shav v'shanas manihu. Turns out that each moment, each hour or moment, many of the posts can point out in Hilchos Kashrus and Hilchos Nida that shav v'shah is lav dafka in halacha in Talmudic parlance as being an hour. Kol shav can mean every moment. Nimtza kol shav v'shah is manihu. That's considered zman. Okay, Rabosai. So first help me out. What would you say to fill in on the board? What would you say is the Rimigasha Shita? What's okay. Very good. I'm happy you're starting from Maskana because that's what's most clear. Okay, five. Rimigash. Okay, so you want to start with the maskana. What's the chiddush of the maskana?
That there's a chiyuv
made. Oh, so we got stuck. Both of you are right. Both of you are right. So
we thought the rimigash was like the rashba.
Wait. Before we medame rishonim, we have to say what the says. We have to say what he says. We have to know exactly what he says. Then we could be Madame to Rishon. We got to go. Everything has to be worked out, and then we could be Madame. So let's first start with actually what Meir said. I think is the MS, but you're 100% right. It's a kasha in the Rimigash, and that is the chiddush of the Gemara is a Gemara mechadeshet. The Gemara answers. Kol sha'a zmane. That's ostensibly the Gemara's teretz. Okay? L'chura, according to the Rimigash, the Gemara's kasha, what did the Gemara think in the Havamina? He said, he started off, ilu lo haya nitva chayiv litei mashigila b'chol zman otza. He says, ein chiyuv, in the Havamina we think, ein chiyuv loses ad. By the way, notice my lashon. Ein chiyuv losses. I didn't say ein chiyuv klav. Okay, that's going to be interesting. Ein chiyuv losses ad siyum akoso. Kamash malan, the Gemara cryptically, we need to read the Rimigash better. The Gemara says, no, kol shazmane. Now, of course, it's not about kol shafa v'shafa, which, if you will, if Rabbeinu Yonah had that here to kol shav v'shav, then Rabbi Shmuel's kasha would fall away. But here the chiddush is kol shav v'shav. Comes along Yitzchak, and Yitzchak asks a kasha in the Rimigash. How do you read the Rimigash well? He says that l'chura Meir is right, but the Rimigash does say two different things. Let's read him carefully, every word carefully. He said, ilu lo haya nitva chayv liti mashigila b'chol zman ho'tza el achar tashrin abinyin kulo ke'al tachrishman abinyin kulo lo haya lo nema lemar pratich b'del zman shukom tashrin binyin achshav shu chayv liti mashigila kol shav isha sharei mechuyavim hein bois abinyin mitchilasai. So here he says, he doesn't only say that you're chayv kol shav isha, he says mitchila your chayiv bosa binyan mitchilaso. Your chayiv in the building mitchilaso. So what's he saying over here? First he says mitchilaso, and then he says kol shav v'sha. So how does one read the Rimigash? Okay. So let's go. Anybody want to say a pshat? Yes, Yehuda. Oh, okay, good. So Ramesha Shmuel Shapiro basically, I think, says what you just said. And that's the footnote. Oh, just a little bit of history. I told you a little of history. One of the biggest lamdonim of the previous generations, not the person, if I could venture, I know that this everybody feels passionately about this, but as someone who's not an insider, but just a Talmud from Mehashur from the outside, if there's one Talmud of the Brisker Rav that I think in his writing, and they told me his Shurim as well, that took the Brisker Rav's Yisodos and applied it in the yeshivas, was Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal. He was a fantastic Lamdin. He has Sfarim Kuntrasei Biurim and Shari Shmos. He's the Rosh Shiva of Ber Yaakov. He was a fantastic, fantastic Talmud Chacham, a real. He's from the Beis Harav, from a descendant of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. His Sfarim are really. We don't have that much from the Brisker Rav and Nashim Nezikin. If you want to get a little bit of a sense of what the Brisker Rav might have said on a sugya, then Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro's Sfarim are fantastic. This is really a sipur tzaddik about Rabbi Ganak. I heard from someone, I think Rabbi Ganak's family. Rabbi Ganak, I believe, is one of, in his style of chiddush, is one of the closest to Rav Soloveitchik's. Obviously, no Talmud reaches their Rebbe, but his style of chiddush, he captured a lot of his Rebbe's style of chiddush. Anyhow, when Rav Soloveitchik passed away, so he said, he was zochah to be by such a giant. So he traveled to Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro and he said to him, you're my Rebbe now. Rav Moshe Shmuel was a fantastic Lamdin. So he wrote footnotes on the Rimigash. The Rimigash became accessible only a short while ago, and that's what you have in your Kovetz Mefarshim. It's Rav Moshe Shmuel's notes. I have an old Rimigash that doesn't have footnotes. So he says as follows. V'divrei, he asks our kasha. V'divrei Rimigash Sarachiyun.
He's probably on the first part that Rabbi read through.
No, 14 star, the second star.
I know, I'm saying, wasn't he?
Well, let's see, maybe you're right. The pasach v'siyim, the kol shav v'shav zmanei hu, u'mashi gilav mehautza.
That's the first line.
U'be'emtze kasav mishum sharei mechuyav imheim ba'osa binyim etchilaso. V'imkei etchilaso kvar zmanei hu. You're right, I understand why you're bothered by it, but I think it's my kasha.
It's the same kasha.
Yeah, I think it's my kasha. I think it's my kasha. Good. Now, what Rav Moshe Shmuel does is sometimes when a big, big lamdin could confuse you, he immediately connects it to the complicated rush that we discussed. So let's skip that, okay? For a second, we'll come back to it. Okay, let's us simple Jews need to do one thing at a time. He says, "Va'al karchach tzarech lomar digam l'sal kedai techayiv livnos ukedisnan bonus hakosel be'emtza aval akati lo nischayiv chiyuv mamon." Rav Moshe Shmuel learns as follows. He says, the hava mina of the Gemara was, the Gemara knew that you're chayiv to build the wall right away, and the Gemara thinks that you're chayiv. But conceptually, the Gemara doesn't look at it as a chiyuv mamon. And that's what the Gemara's teretz is. V'asher hein hein g'divrei arimigash, d'b'chol shav v'shah z'man zimna l'shal matzah, sheri nischayiv kvar livnos mitchilasa. So according to Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the Havamina, She'ein Chiyuv Mamon, the Chiyuv Livnos. Of course you have a Chiyuv Livnos. But there's two things. There's a Chiyuv Mamon, and then there's a Chiyuv Livnos. V'kamash Malon, and the Chiddush is, HaChiyuv Livnos, Havi Chiyuv Mamon. That's going to be the Shaklavataria according to the Rimigash. If that's so, what? A chiyuv mamon kol shah v'shah every moment. It's a chiyuv kol shah v'shah. If that's so, Rabosa, here's a osafa. If you follow this, great, and if you don't follow this, it's also fine. If that's so, then you could have a different shot in the rush. He then points out there's a stira in the rush. This is what Yehuda was already bothering me about last week. He points out that there's a stira in the rush. I'm not convinced necessarily it's stira, but Yehuda and Rav Moshe Shmuel both think it's a stira. And that is, if you look back, we mentioned that the rush says later on, and he quotes it, "V'hini arush b'shitim mekubetzes kasa ahadik kaveh zman lechaveru desal kadaitach digemara." To lifnei abinyan lo nischayiv klal. Ubedafei kasav diyachol adochko livnos. That the rush that we did on Wednesday seems to say that there is a no chiv at all. That's what we put up on the rush. But later on Hey Amabez, that we also saw, said that he'll be dochko livnoso. So he answers and he says the teretz in the rush is as follows. The rush in the Hava Mina holds yesh chiyuv. That the Gemara holds yesh chiyuv aval ein din mamon. And Shah v'sha, what does Shah v'sha do? Well, I guess it'll have to be Shafa v'shafa according to the rush. Good. That Shafa v'shafa, which, by the way, is a flag on the play for a Moshe Shmuel. He's right. Shafa v'shafa, hakol. Right. We'll do it this way. Yesh chiyuv mamon.
You know the rush has
that gear. I think the rush has that gear. Okay. Rabosai adkan harishonim. Now it gets very exciting. Oh, wait, you know, one more Rishon. Okay. There's a Mordechai. And the Mordechai opens up this fascinating, dramatic, this is great, because we start a sugya of how to read Shakla V'tari and Gemara, and it becomes a machlokas, a fascinating machlokas, halach l'maisen choshem mishpat. How you read the Gemara is a fascinating machlokas, halach l'maisen choshem mishpat. So there is a Mordechai on our Gemara that makes reference, talks about a Shaila. And that Shaila, Lechuri, the Mordechai tips his hand to how he read the Shakla V'tarya. And we're going to see how this Mordechai is brought down the Ramah. And then we're going to get to that dramatic Shach with the Nesivis and so on and see. And what will come out is we're going to have many different Hesberim in the Shakla V'tarya. It's going to be about, ultimately we'll count it out, probably about 10 possibilities. Yes?
How are they different?
Let me just explain what I meant to do. It could be this answers your question. Is that I meant to contrast the way I learned the rush versus the way Rav Moshe Shmuel and Yehuda learned the rush. That was my contrast. And now you're asking me, is there any difference between the Rajba and the rush? That's Yehuda.
The
Rajba and the Rimigash.
They're similar.
Well, the Girsa is Shafa V'Shafa, but let me pound it out after Shir with you. They're similar, but I'm not convinced that they're still the same thing.
You're convinced it's the same thing.
Okay, so then you're pushing to me to meet Machria. So this is going to get involved with the Shach, what's going to get involved with the Shach and the Nesivis and so on. But I don't think that the Rimigash is the same thing as a Rajba. I'll tell you what, but you're not. This is a machlokis of colleagues. In other words, I'm not saying I'm convinced you're wrong, but I'll tell you how I learned the sugya. I understood that when the Gemara is mechadesh kol shafa v'shafa according to the Rajba, the Rajba learned in the Hava Mina that there isn't a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to build, but even though there's a chiyuv build, it's considered toch zmano. Kamash v'lon, the Gemara is mechadesh that within every tour, that's already a new chiyuv, and there's a bill on each one. The Rimigash is saying something a little different. The Rimigash is saying the moment that there's a chiyuv to build, so then we look at every moment as toch, as already achar zmano, as zmano. According to the Rajba, What happened is, you pushed up the time of the chiyuv of zman up until shafa v'shafa. According to the Rimigash, what happens is it's not even a new line of chiyuv. But everything is considered zmano because it's mitchilas habinyan. That's different than kol Torah v'Torah. Now, is it possible to read kol Torah v'Torah in different ways, like the shach, which we're going to introduce? Yes. If anything, there's room to argue that the shach, I would say that there's a little room to argue the shach that we're eventually going to get to has echoes in the Rimigash. I didn't understand the Rajba that way. So if whoever wants to fight with me, I'd rather if you fight with me afterwards because I still have more to do. Okay, I want to keep on moving, and then we'll have Melchamta Shel Torah afterwards. Let's see the Mordechi. The Mordechi in Tav Samaches has the following shaila. Shehiskir Sofer v'kasav lo miktsas. Somebody hired a sofer. In this case, it's a Rishon Rabbeinu Avram. He hired himself of a harlech lo b'derech, and he went v'shamu shenerag, and he was killed. By the way, the Mordechi also was killed al kiddush Hashem. V'ishto tava aschiris lemizonis during the Crusades, and his wife then says to Rabbeinu Avram, says that she's entitled to schirus. In other words, that which he worked for on the writing. Veheshe Rabbeinu Avram, nesati lo yosim mashikasav. Rabbeinu Avram said, I gave you, I already paid. So there was a disagreement between the Almana and Rabbeinu Avram. And the disagreement revolved around a job that the sofer was supposed to do that he didn't merit to complete. So says the Mordechi, Veheshiv, nearly Shadinim Rabbeinu Avram. Afagav the Kaimelon Kurish Lakish de Chazoke Nodon Pere Betok Zmano, Uschirus Einem Ishtalemes Lesov, and we have Allah that Schirus is only paid at the end. Ha Parchin Hasan Perakam de Babatsuri Shlakish, Mahadistan Kosal Chazar, Alma to Ovid de Para, Umishani Kol Shafa Vishafa Zimnehu. Vahachinami kol kontris v'kol mesech lezimnehu. Alfa b'shikotzi molichtov kamakutreisim yachad. So let's say Rabbeinu Avram had hired the sofer to write all of Sefer Nezikin, and he only wrote half of Nezikin, and let's say Rabbeinu Avram agrees that was, and Almana both agree that it was only half of Nezikin. The question now is there a chazaka that Rabbeinu Avram paid back? So he says that just like when it comes to shafa v'shafa zimnei, demayishna mikosel, v'chein kol malacha misparedes bedover ha-mesuim, yeshlam ar-hachi, v'amotzim e'chaver l'varaya, that even though ain't schir sel l'besof, so the chiyuv to pay is only when he finished Seder Nezikin, and therefore it shouldn't be believed that Rabbeinu Avram paid back until Seder Nezikin was complete, but nevertheless, we see something from our Gemara. Rabosai, what is the Mordechi saying that we see from our Gemara? That what? That our Gemara shows us that even if there is a job that the Chiyuv Tashlumin only comes at the end, but if it has different components to it, Reish Lakish's rule doesn't apply. It's quite a chiddush. Quite a chiddush. Even though ain't schiris el l'besof, and the job was only supposed to be done at the end of the chiyuv that pays only after Seder Nezikin, since it's what he calls a malacha misparedes, let's say in those days they didn't put it in one volume, one scroll. It was probably a scroll. They didn't put it in one scroll. They would put it in many different scrolls, bava kama, bava metziah, and so on. So then, in such a case, then we don't say it's toch zmano, and the raya is from our Gemara, that our Gemara we see that within one job, where we say ain't schiris al nesof, it's considered a malacha misparedes. Fascinating. It's fascinating how the Rishonim use our sugya to paskin this interesting shaila. Okay, but what's amazing over here is, of course, we have pshat as well. And that is, we need to discuss, how did the Mordechi learn the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara? How does the Mordechi understand the Shakla Vitari? No, you tell me, Rabosai. Now the Maskana is Mefurish, but the Havamin is not clear. Hagemara Mechadeshet. The Gemara is being mechadesh. Koisel yesh melacha misparedes. This is how I would read the Mordechi. That's the chiddush. That even though the koisel we should say yeshna l'schiris el basov, or yeshna l'poel el basov, nevertheless we say it's a melacha misparedes. Okay, that's going to be the teretz of the Gemara. What's that?
I mean, Rebbe is saying that that's the maskana of the Gemara. What's the therefore of? Like, why does the fact that it's melacha misparedes?
Since it becomes a melacha misparedes, so then it's normal for someone to pay after each volume.
After each volume.
After each volume, correct. Not within the volume, but after each volume. So if he finished all the bavos, then he has a chazaka that he paid for all the bavos. And if they came Bava Kama, Metzira, Bava Basra separately, so then after Bava Kama, he had a chazaka, he paid for Bava Kama. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is a very strong Havamina. The Havamina is, Ein Chiyuv Ela Basov Va'ad Sof HaKosel Havitov Zmano. So, just to contrast, I know the Talmidim wanted me to contrast even more, but I need to keep on moving. Just to contrast the Mordechi with the other Shitas, take, let's say, the Rajba. Kol Shava Hafa Achar Zmano. Every Shava is considered after Zmano. Why? The Rajba is saying, V'yesh Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo. Al kol shafa. Each one becomes a chiyuv by itself. That's l'chura what the Rajma is going to learn in the Teretz of the Gemara. According to the Mordechi, the Teretz of the Gemara is that even though it's considered toch zmano, the rules of Reish Lakish don't apply. Why? Because there's something called the melacha misparedes. That's l'chura the way the Mordechi is learning. Because why? How's the Mordechi paskening? He's not denying to the almana that ain't a chanami. This is toch zmano. He's saying that here there's no rule of toch zmano when you have a melacha misparedes. That lechura is the way to read the Mordechi. Lechura, that's what the Mordechi is saying. Now, Chevra, I apologize. I want to make sure to have my binyan. And then we'll adjust as you please. I think I do listen to you. Vaharaya, I found Yehuda's pshat and I put it in. So okay. Now comes along the shach. And the shach in Simin Ayin Ches, Sif Yud Beis. The shach. Sivkot in Yudbeis, the Shach comments on the Ramah that quotes this Mordechi la'alacha. And the Shach extends this Psak halacha. First, I'm going to give you we'll give the punchline of the Shach, and then we're going to see that what the Shach does is the Shach learns a new way of reading the Gemara, which is fascinating, which is based on Pshatovna questions, and comes out with Chidushim la'alacha. So let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. Uschirus, Dina Kahalva. Two lines from the top in our photocopy. Siminayin Ches, Sif Aleph in Ramah. Uschirus, Dina Kahalva. Ve'ena Mishalemes El Besaifa. Ve'ena Nema Lomar Shepore Toch Zman. You're not believed to say that you pay Toch Zman. We passion like Reish Lakish. And here he quotes the Mordechi. Miu, Imsachar Saifa Lichlev Lakama Kuntresim. Kol Kuntres Miyad Zmanahu. Every Kuntres is considered Zman. If you have any melacha misparedes, so then in such a case, even though ein el basof, but we consider this umdan of him paying different because kol ismano. That's how the Ramah quotes the Mordechi. Comes along the Shach, and he says in Yud Beis, l'chayra mashma. The achar kol kuntris lemar lomar praticha. That you're believed to say praticha on every kuntris. That's the pashtus. Comes along the shach says, I hold a bigger chiddush. Avo be'emes, nir lafina istaiti, da'afil ashar kuntresim shalok kasav adai nema lomar besof hazman praticha mitchila. So it comes along the Shach, and the Shach disagrees with Lahalacha, with the Mordechi. And he says, no, even those Kuntresim that weren't written, he could say Parati. He could say to the Almana, if he, that he paid even more. The Nesivus points out that the Shach's position sounds like, take a look at the Nesivus, that it would emerge is, if I owe you money and I say we're going to pay every week, so I could say that it's like the Kuntresim, and that not only did I pay for these weeks, but I paid for further weeks. Why in the world would that be so? So that we need to see from the Shach. The Shach then says, basically what the Shach is going to do is he's going to say, the moment in which there is an incremental chiyuv, then for some magical reason, once there's an incremental chiyuv, then that incremental chiyuv will suggest that I have a chazaka to always pay in advance. And he's going to suggest that that's what the chiddush of our Gemara is. That's different than what we saw from the Mordechi. So let's see, what's the Shach's diyukim? So Shach has two diyukim from Lashna Gemara. Number one, let's read the Shach inside. He says, "Dahachi muchach." In the photocopy that you have in front of you, it's six lines from the top. "Dahachi muchach l'fi ani yizdaiti b'shas reish perakam de basra de parachasam reish lakish de amar chazok ein adam pareta osano masnisin de ketani b'cheska shenas nashi avurai shelo nasan echidami." Just quoting the Gemara. First medium-sized line. V'yesh l'dagdik, l'mayda m'shani, shani hacha d'kol shafa v'shafa zimne. Ha'hadr kusha l'duchte, pshita b'cheska shenasan, ki v'zimnehu. So, the Seis asks, that the Rishon, the Shach, excuse me, asks, all the Rishonim above, it's hard to imagine what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. Take the Rajba. That we're saying, no, Kol Shafa V'Shafa has a Chiyuv to pay. So of course, Kol Shafa V'Shafa has a Chiyuv to pay. So then in such a case, it's a Chazaka Sheporeya. What exactly is the Chiddush then of the Mishnah? There are Rishonim that ask this Kasha. We saw it first inside in the Shach. So that's Kasha number one. Va'od, says the Shach, four lines in, to the medium-sized line. So he says, he's medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Shani Hacha. This is different. That from the Gemara, it sounds like, says the Shach, that it was obvious to the Gemara that Kol Shafa V'Shafa was Zimnei. Not the way we learned, according to, the, let's say, the Rajba, that the Chiyuv of the Kosel, the Havamina was that the Chiyuv is only at the end of the Kosel. Kamash Malon, it's on every row. No, the Gemara knew that was on every row. But what is the Gemara being Mechadesh? Elevade Hachi Perusha. L'pirish de Reish Lakish v'abayit v'rava pligi. De Reish Lakish sav svirle. Chazok ein adam pereyat osmanu. V'abayit v'rava de karmi hasam avid onish depar b'go zimnei. The Misraim leizuzi Amar Ezel Pari Kechdo Litron Klomer Shlo Yatru Dosi Amelva Bagos Zman Uparch Mesnis No Reish Lakish Umishani Shani Acha De Kol Shav Shav Zimnehu Klomer Nihi De Reish Lakish Poligai Bayev Arava Haynu Bahalva Kiman Ein Tzarach Hashem Lo Ela Besof Hazman Mishum Tir De Yom Echad Lo Avid Inish De Pari Kodem Zmanu Aval Hacha Kol Shav Vesham Ne Zimnehu V'Yesh Lo Tir De Bechol Shav Vesham. The imkain of it, what does that mean? That he's, once he knows he has to pay for every row, so then he's always afraid that the other shutif is going to ask him for the money. Vimkein oven ish the para meikara ba'ad kol hakosel. According to the Shach, the chiddush of the Gemara is that the fellow is going to pay right off the bat all of the money because of the fear of tirda from the other shutav, or for the malva, as in the case of a halva. In other words, once there is an incremental chiyuv, so then the tirda is so great, then we say he'll pay even before the actual chiyuv exists. So according to the Shach, what emerges is as follows. According to the Shach, the Gemara knows yesh chiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa. But it's still, you still have a case of Tov Zman. There is a case of Tov, it is still Tov Zman. Comes along the Teretz of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Yesh Chazaka Sheshilem Bahatchala, all the way from the beginning, Biglal Shiesh Chiyuv. Al Kol Shafa Vishafa. The Chiyuv of Kol Shafa Vishafa is what tells us that the guy is going to do it even Bahatzchala. The Shach is unique because what the Shach is saying is that now because there's a Chiyuv Kol Shafa Vishafa, that's going to cause the person to do it at every moment. I'm sorry, the writing's getting a little bit smaller. I'm sorry, Mayor. Wait, is there something you can't see over here? Yesh chazaka sheshilim b'hatchala biglal sheyesh chiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa. Because he has the chiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa, that's why the guy is going to do it already pay from the beginning. Okay. So this is the way the Shach learned the Shach of Atarya. Now, there is room to argue, that the Rimi Gash might be saying something similar to the Shach. Because the Rimi Gash learns that Kol Shah is Manehu.
What Shah?
So Kol Shah could mean every moment. You think so? Shegi Alai Hotsa? Let's take a look. I'm not convinced. I see that the Achronim also don't say that. No one has said that, and there must be a reason why they didn't say that. Right. Ufich geshetol v'omer praticha b'chol shah v'shah, ma she'igi alai min hotza. I'm a kabbal. Yeah. It's not the Rimigash. Very good. Okay. I'm a kabbal. Okay. But this. What he just said?
Yeah. Why is that?
It's not the Rimigash because the Rimigash says Kol Shah after the Hotzah, after the expenditures were done. According to the Shach, there's an Umdana that he pays even when the expenditures haven't been done. In the last line, he says that. Okay, so let's again repeat what the Shach says. The Shach says that what emerges is that whenever you have an incremental Chiyuv that's going to be constant, so you're feeling the pressure of the Baal Chov, of the Malva, of the Shutuf. And because you're feeling that pressure, in such a case, there is no din of Chazok Ein Adam Poreya Tov Zmano. That's the Shach's Yisod. Comes along Reb Shmuel, and Reb Shmuel says, well, I think that's the answer of what's going on in Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat. We never wrote Rabbeinu Yonah's name. We never wrote the Rosh's name, and we never wrote Rabbeinu Yonah's name. I think that's what's going on in Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat. What changed? In the Hava Amina, we think that the Chiyuv is Al Kol Yom V'Yom, and in the Gemara's Teretz, it's Kol Shafa V'Shafa. So, if it's Kol Yom V'Yom, and Kol Yom V'Yom is Toch Zmano, then Kol Shafa V'Shafa is Toch Zmano. Says Reb Shmuel, he means what the Shach is saying. It's a Chiddush, but you could say this. And that is that because it's Kol Shafa V'Shafa, it's so incremental and so unpredictable then in such a case, it's constantly Zman Chiyuv, even if it's Zman Piron from the perspective of the Baal Chov, of the Shutef, of the Loveh, even if it's technically called him Zmano. That's Gufa, the Yisod of Kol Shafa Vishafa. I'm not sure that's Mukhrich in Rabbeinu Yonah, but at least it is a working pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbi Shmuel's teretz is, the teretz is, sorry, wait, maybe I'll just go one space. Shemefarish Hamaskana, this is Perish Aleph. This is the only point of Perish Aleph. Shemefarish Haskana Kehashach. That he's gonna learn like the Shach in the Maskana. Okay. One more step. I apologize, I'm not taking your questions, but I just want to get the whole Mivneh up here over here. Comes along the Nesivis. And the Nesivis doesn't like the Shach at all. And the Nesivis's criticisms fit in beautifully into the way we've learned the Sugya up until now. So he points out again la halacha. I would like to get up to halacha l'maisa nafkamina. Okay, then I should put up. Lefi hashach. Kol chiyuv zmani, any chiyuv zmani, whether it's kuntris or mamon, anytime when you have a kol chiyuv zmani, that's a mem. Kol chiyuv zmani, ein chazaka shelo para. That's the chiddush of the. That's a chiddush of the Ksos Lahalach. And the Nesivis doesn't like that at all. So says the Nesivis, Ayin Shach Sivkot Yud Beis, Ulechori Yeshul Mamidvarv, Shehim Hova Lo Manet, Litan Lo Bechol Shevu Asar Azuvim, Shehi Neman Litan Praticha B'toch Hazman, Kmo B'Kuntresim. V'zeh Eino, says the Nesivis, that must be wrong. B'dover Shein Lo Zman Kavua, V'shem Yigmar Akol B'yom Echol B'shnei Yomim, V'kach Shach Shalot Tirdan, Bechol Yom Yikasavik Shem Yigmar. Says, when do we say this rule when we're afraid, when the fellow's afraid he's going to finish in a day or two? Avol b'dover shi'esh l'chol peron zman kavua, but if it's a peron that has a zman kavua, havi k'mo harba alvos, shekol echad al zman kavua, everything has a zman kavua. And then he goes, and he has a ran in Kedushin that's beferish against the shach. What I'm going to do is I'll do the Ran, his Raya, afterwards. I'm going to first say how the Nesivis learns up our Sugya, see how the Nesivis learns the Shakla Vitaria, and then see the Ran that he uses as his Raya. In other words, the Ran is less important for us because it's not in our Sugya, but we want to see how the Nesivis read our Sugya. So if you skip, he builds his Yesod on the Ran, and he says the following. He says, yeah, right. I just want to skip the Nesuin part. Okay. Dekol Shafa Vishafa, four lines from in the Nesivis that we have in front of us, it's four lines from the bottom in the first column. He says, Dekol Shafa Vishafa, Yesh Lahavin Absham, Amai Bekol Salchatzer Kar Letovs Mano. So first of all, let's just rejoice in this, Rabbosai. The Nesivis is asking the Kasha that the Rajba and the Rush are both bothered by. And that is, at the end of the day, the Chiyuv of Kosel is already from the beginning for both of them. Why do we say that there isn't a Chiyuv until the end? Why do you say that there isn't the chiyuv until the end? The chiyuv should be from the beginning. That's what we saw at the Rishon. The Rajba, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah asked this kasha. And so says the Nesivis is mechadish his own pshat. V'alkarachach tzarech lomar demayri shekodem echad v'artzei l'chavrei v'chaveiro misarev. He approached his friend, and his friend, another, what's his friend? One shutav says to the other, let's build the wall. Kemoshe kasva tosis. Now here he points out, Tosos already learns this way. This is really important. Take a look at Tosos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We didn't do it together. But Tosos on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says, in Dibra Amaschol me arba malos amos ulamalo. Says Tosos, Airi kigon di aydinon de kodem chad va'artse lechavrei, v'ahoya misarev, kidemash malishna emichayvinoso. So Tosa says that our cases of our Mishnah are where one neighbor approached the other and said, let's build a wall, and he said no. Now Tosa's case was, let's build a wall more than four amas. The Nesivus learns that just like we're talking about in the case of the Seifa, where he approaches him more than four amas and he says no, in the Reisha also, he approaches him and he says no. Okay. So that's ukimta number one that the Nesiva says in our sugya. V'ischalecha livnos batzma, the chaver nirtzel efroa, kamosha porn lechol poel, ubevada ima yisochrin poel livnos akoso, delo yinem lo mer shepara betoch hazman, schir sehem shatel al mesof, vavetoch zmano. So the Nesiva says that the chiyuv is only now besof, like that we saw in the Rashba, that there is a chiyuv, but the zman tashlumin is only in the end. The Vamevin Yavin, the Rimigash, turned it into that. No, the Chiyuv is already from the beginning. The Zman is already from the beginning. But the Hav Aminu, we think that's only in the end. Okay. Umishani Ashas, third line from the top in the second column. And then the Gemara answered, Kol Shav Mishav Zminihu, Pirush, Kivan Shashutif Lo Ischayiv Atzim Livnos Akosha, El Shebona Atzmo Midaito. The Shutif, who's building the wall, never said, I'm going to build the whole wall and give it to you. In the Hav Amina, the Gemara, the Nesivus learns that the Hav Amina is Ein Chiyuv. Al Hasheni Ad Shaharishon Bona Akosa. Vidino Kischirus She'eno besov, she'eno ela besov. That's what the Gemara thinks in the Havamina. Comes along the Gemara in the Maskana, and the Gemara says as follows, continuing on in the Nesivus. The Gemara says, Kivon shashut eflo eschai v'atzalinu esakosa ela shebona me'atzmo midaito, mishum achi yochaliton praticha kodem gvara gvinyin. After Bishar Sakaloi prayer, Hazam Shum Shay Mikol Vinos Kalakosal, Mashenki Mishutov, Kimin Shay Yokolomer, Acher Kol Shafa Shabon, Anibanisi Shafa Achas, Bana Atashafa Achas. Since the one who's building, you're always afraid he's going to turn to you. I built today's row, you build tomorrow's row. So when you have that fear that the other guy is going to turn to you in any second, Kol Shafa Vishafa. So then, in such a case, then there's the fellow is more likely to pay. Then we don't have the rule of Ein L'Schiris El B'Sof. And look how the Nesiva summarizes this thing. He says as follows. He says, V'kivan sheyisi gamkein tzarech la'kosel mishum hezegriya. And since I know that I need that the kosel as well, huchrachti l'farach ha'shaf hazu k'dei shetivna ata ha'shaf ha'shenis. I know that you're not going to continue building until I pay you. Kivan shayelo to'eles b'piraon zeh. Says the Nesivus, I have a to'eles in paying you early. So the Gemara's teretz is, biglal shechayiv al kol shafa v'shafa Yesh to'eles, and that's the critical learned word according to the Nesivus, the to'eles. Yesh to'eles l'shalem mukdam. Here there's a to'eles to pay earlier. He's going to have a to'eles to pay earlier. That's why the halacha is that he's going to be poreya toch zmano. But every other case would not be considered. Okay, so where is the chazaka? He's going to pay toch zmano. So the side and the nesivus brings a riot from that case in Kedushin. That the only, the vart of kol shafa v'shafa is that since you and I both have an equal chiyuv, and I'm always afraid that you're going to stop in the middle until I'm going to pay, even though you're not, I'm not chayiv yet to pay yet, but I'm getting a toeles, and you could stop pekol shafa v'shafa. I agree there's a lot of words into the Gemara. The Nesivus is adding a lot of words to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say toeles. There are no Rishonim that said toeles. The Nesivus' pshat is very mechudesh. I'm not aware of any Rishon that says it, but he has pshat in the Gemara. It's a pshat in the Gemara. So that gives us pshat number 8.
He has a ran.
He has a ran. Oh, very good. That's true. He has a ran. That's true. Right, because the ran was mitzayin to our Gemara. Very good. Excellent. Good. So I'm going to, well, if we have time, we'll get to that. So it comes along, but you can't forget about, the ksais was built on the case of kuntresim. Shach, excuse me. The shach was built on the case of kuntresim. And the shach said that we see from the din of kuntresim that anytime there's an incremental chiyuv, so then in such a case, the person's going to pay early. So what about the raya from kuntresim? So comes along the Nesivus, and the Nesivus says what we said in the Mardechi. He says, Shach, that's not what the Chiddush of the Gemara is according to the Mardechi. He continues on, and he says, V'rayas ha-Mardechi yurakimo d'sham amrinam minastam. Well, by the way, I misspoke. I don't mean to say that the Nesivus is going to learn the Shach Levitaria according to the Mardechi, the same way we did. But we're going to see that the Chiddush of the Mardechi, the way we learned the Shach Levitaria, is going to be the same way that the Nesivus learns the Chiddush of the Mardechi. Because we saw that Nesivus added more to the Shach Levitaria than the way we learned in the Mardechi. So it's going to be different than the Shach Levitaria, but what the Tzad HaShav is going to be is how you understand the Malacha Misparedes. That's going to be the same thing between the way we learned the Mardechi and the way the Nesivus learns the Mardechi, in contrast to the way the Shach learned the Mardechi. He therefore says, V'rayas ha-Mardechi, all the Mardechi meant to bring a raya from our Gemara, hura kimo desham amrinan stam misvara de kol shafa v'shava zimnei, that there we see in our Gemara that kol shafa v'shava zimnei, hu adin hacha min astam amrinan de kavanoso haya bahaskir sacha mecher mikol kontris, sheikol kontris mano, kivan shu melacha misparedes, that the Gemara is, the Mardechi is bringing out that there's an idea called the Melacha Misparedes. Just like by Shafa v'Shafa, you have Melacha Misparedes, and then it's already considered Zmano. So too, when it comes, that's what applies to Kosel. So too, the same is going to apply in our Sugya. But to go so far as to say that once you have incremental Chiyuv, then there's no such thing as Toch Zmano, like the Shach wanted to say, the Nesivus says that is not correct. So first of all, even though the Nesivus learned pshat in the Shach Levitaria with an added knetch, like you said, based on the Ran, it's a lot closer to the way we put up the Mardechi. You could learn the Mardechi very, very simple. The Mardechi is saying that the Havamin of the Gemara is that there's Ein Chiyuv L'Sof until the end of the wall. Kamash V'lam, when you have a Malacha Misparedes, then Malacha Misparedes, then each Malacha becomes Mano. But to say, like the Shach wants to say, that once it becomes incremental, so then in such a case, then there's no such thing as Toch Zmano, that's a tremendous Chiddush. The Nesivus then, based on the fact that he uses the Ran to understand Kol Shafa V'Shafa, the Nesivus says that there's an Inyan of Toelas. So what's this Inyan of Toelas? So let's take a look at that Ran that he quotes. Now going back to the Ran that he uses, 5 lines into the wide. Dehine Ram b'kedusha perikah omer gabli amanasha etin l'cham azayim zuz. He marries a woman on the condition she can give her 200 zuz. V'zel l'shonu afilu b'toch zman hatnai im omer nasati. If the fellow says that he gave the money even within that time, mikivan shekansa, once nesuin is done, nema delo shayach l'meimer hacha delo avid nish parvet gozmano. When it comes to Kedushin, there, in a case of where he already did Nisuin, we believe him when he says he gave her the money earlier. Because once he wants to get married, it's considered Zmano. Why? Maybe we say, Chazakein on the Pareah Toch Zmano. Says the Ran, like we see in Bava Basra, the kol shafei v'shafei zmanayu, that every shafei is manu. So the Nesiva says, what's the dimyon to our Gemara? Kol shafei v'shafei zmanayu is because every row is a separate chiyuv. Here the chiyuv is only until later. So the Nesiva says, mechadesh, that the pshat is, that just like when it comes to kol shafei v'shafei, he has an interest to pay it now. That's the Nesivus' chiddush in our Gemara. So too, the husband has that interest. Whenever you have that interest, so then there isn't a din, tal zmano, gishmak. Okay, so let's summarize. I said we would do a count. So we have 10 different ways, I think, of understanding the shach to retire the Gemara, because we had two different havanas in the rush. Well, it might not be different, right? Because there's going to be overlap. Some of the sheets will be very similar. And Rabbeinu Yonah had two pshatim. And also, okay, depends on whether we count pshat. Number one was our pshat. So the pashat pshat, according to Rashi, is that in the Hava, the Mina, the Gemara, there's only a chiyuv after all Dalet Amos are built. And the Kamash Malan, that there's a chiyuv on every tour, and that's already considered Zmano. The Hava, the Mina, is that's considered Zmano, Kamash Malan. The Rajba, we were Medayim, seems to say that there's a chiyuv, and then we said shir last time that the Rajba is l'shitoso against the Baal HaTosos, that's Stam Hava, that we didn't even put up on the board. But he says it's Domet to Stam Hava, and the Gemara's kasha is that there was a chazaka that he paid, even though it's Stam Hava, even though it's Tov Zman. The Gemara answers, Kol Shafa is considered Achar Zmano, that there's a chiyuv b'fnei atzma Kol Shafa v'shafa. This, Teretz, is of course the same as this maskana. This would be the most standard way of learning, the way the Rajma learns. The Rush, we had two pshatim. The way we read the Rush is that there's no chiyuv at all, and then it's certainly considered tov zmano, and that's a kashon Reish Lakish. And the Gemara's answer is no, that there's a chiyuv and it's zmano al kol shafa v'shafa. Second pshat that we learned was based on the Rimigash. The Rimigash in the Rush. The Rimigash says there's no chiyuv to give until you finish the kosa. And the Gemara's chiddush is that once you have, let me write that in over here. According to the Gemara's mechadesh, mizman chiyuv binyan. When there's a chiyuv binyan, so then kol shah zmano. Every moment is considered zmano. In other words, once there's a chiyuv binyan, so the havamina was that there isn't the chiyuv to give. There might have been a chiyuv, but it's not zmano. So once they have this chiyuv binyan, so then we're mechadesh that kol shah is zmano. So you could learn that in the Rush as well. That's how Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro wanted to learn. This was his pshat. And that is that there's a chiyuv, according to Rush, there's a chiyuv, but there's no din mama. And shafa v'shafa is a chiyuv mama. And that's what we're learning in the Rush as well. Rabbeinu Yonah had two pshatim. Pshat number one was that the chiyuv is yom b'yomo, and so therefore the Gemara and the Hava Minas ask that within every day is considered tov zmano, and yet anytime the guy approaches him, there's a chazaka that he paid. The Gemara answers the chiyuv is on kol shafa v'shafa. So Reb Shmuel asks, what's the chiddush of shafa v'shafa? It's basically the same thing. You, just like you have in the interim between yom and yom, it's going to be considered tov zmano. So too, between kol shafa v'shafa. So he suggests, Reb Shmuel suggests, that he's going to be learning like the shach, that the chiddush of the Gemara is a chazaka sheshilim ba'atchala, and that the fact that there's a chiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa, that is, there's a chiyuv al kol shafa v'shafa. We didn't read this inside Reb Shmuel. If you want to see it in Reb Shmuel, it's in the first column. Again, we read the kasha, we didn't read the teretz. B'tzar chomel chora behechrich the kavonis ha-gemara da'gam she'ein zmano ato l'shalim hakol elamashik kvar bonim mikol zah me'achar she'kol shav v'shav zimneyu hare nimtze diyach litro keseda apiron she'konit b'dvach ulukach yisvara dekuli am yodu dekan yifra hakol yachad. He'll pay everything from the beginning. And then he's mitzayin, Reb Shmuel is mitzayin at the end, that this is the shach's pshat. Okay, so that is the first Rabbeinu Yonah. The second Rabbeinu Yonah is what we called the Shita of the Rush as well. In other words, Beis and Rabbeinu Yonah is similar to the Rush. Ein chiyuv klal, shashutav betchila maschil levnos.
Ischil.
Thank you. And the teretz is yesh chiyuv mizman shebana hashafa. Note that there is a chiyuv from the moment in which he builds the shafa. The rimigash we mentioned before, there's no chiyuv to give until the kosel is complete in the havamina. And the teretz is a very lamdisha teretz. That since there's a zman chiyuv binyan, so then already once there's a zman chiyuv binyan, then kol shah is going to be considered zmanim. Then we add the last three, which is revolving around the other fascinating shita la'alacha. And that is the Mardachi by Kuntresen. That the Mardachi says that we see from our sugya that when there's a malacha nisparedes, so then in such a case, then there's no din of chazakin on the paretel zmana. So we speculated. So the havamin according to the Mardachi is that, well, this is a kamat mefurish, I like this speculation, that there's ein chiyuv ela b'sof, because of the halacha ein chiyuv ela b'sof, therefore the chiyuv would only be in the end. Kamash malon, the Gemara says no. In other words, the shakalatari is how do you look at the chiyuv kosa? Now, havamin, we think the chiyuv to pay is only at the end. Kamash malon, it's incremental. And since it's incremental, you're going to be chayv. So simply the Mardachi says, whenever there's an incremental chiyuv, there's a chazak is adam pareta uzmanam. Doesn't seem to me to be like what the Shach says. Because the Shach says that the halacha is that kol chiyuv zmani, when it comes to kuntresin or mamon, when you have a kuntres or a mamon, so then the Gemara was mechadesh that there's, once you have shafa v'shafa, so then in such a case, if it's incremental, then there is a chazaka that a person's poreya miyad. So that was the havamina of the Gemara according to the Shach. The Shach learned that already there's a chiyuv called shafa v'shafa, even the havamina. The Shach put it back in pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Shach, let me show it to you in the words of the Gemara. We read in the Shach, but now let's put in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shani hacha de kol shafa v'shafa zimnehu. Here it's different, the kol shafa v'shafa zimnehu. So says the Shach, already in the havamina, the Gemara knew that the chiyuv is kol shafa v'shafa. What was the Gemara being mechadesh? The Gemara was being mechadesh zimneh. Shani acha the kol shav v'shav zimneu. So what changed? Not the way the other Rishonim are saying that there wasn't a chiyuv, or that you had a havamina that the chiyuv begins only with the conclusion of the kosel, and the chidush is that there's a malacha misparedes. No, according to the Shach, we know about the chiyuv al kol shav v'shav, but we didn't think that that's considered zmano. Kamash Malan, that once you have this pressure of Shafa Vishafa, that's going to be considered Zmano. And it's always Zmano whenever you have an incremental Chiyuv. Hence, is Chiddush La'alacha. Comes along the Nesidus, and the Nesidus says this is a massive Chiddush. Because what will come out according to the Shach is that when you have any incremental Chiyuv, there's no longer a Chazaka She'en El Pareya Tov Zmano. So he says that's not the Pshat. He says the Pshat in our Gemara is entirely different. He quoted the Ran, that the Ran, the way he seems to present it, is that when there is a shafa v'shafa, so then the halacha is going to be different. And he extends that to the din of toch zmano by nisuin. So he says, what's the din, Yom? So he says, the case of nisuin, the husband he already married her. He's already din nisuin. So he obviously has a toeles to marry her early, because he can't do, except according to the Mishnah Melech, you can't do Nisuin before Erisin. So he, of course, wants to be that he's already married her. So he has a Toeles. So when you have a Toeles to do it early, so then we don't say Chazak in the Pareya B'toch Zman. So that's the general rule. So in Siva Zedreis, that's going to be the Chiddush in our Gemara. He says, when the Gemara says Kol Shafa V'Shafa, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Since at any moment you could turn to me and say, you build the next part of the wall, so my best interest is to have the money keep on going to you. That's what the Gemara is telling me, that I have the best, it's in my interest to keep on sending you the money. If that's so then in such a case, that's what the Gemara's teretz of kol shafa v'shaf is. The Gemara is not changing its mind to how you look at the chiyuv. But what the Gemara is changing its mind is, the Gemara is introducing that there is this tirda as well in his mind. And since there's that tirda in his mind, that's what the Gemara is being mechadish when it says, Shafa v'shafa zimneu. Shafa v'shafa zimneu, because he has this toelis. Again, the Nesivus is very, very sharp in the Ran to say that that's muchruch in our Gemara. That's a big chiddush. But ad kan divrei ha-Nesivus. Now let me take a vote from you. Would you prefer this b'siyata l'shmaya is the Shakla Vitarya. It's amazing that you have so many things that emerge just from a Havamina and a Maskana in a Gemara. So what's your preference? Is your preference that you fire away to me questions, or we chop around? There's a small Taisis Ilema, and it's already 7 minutes to one. My radar tells me, I learned the radar from Rabbi Braunspiegel. My radar tells me that we should leave the Tosas for next time. But how many people would like to do the Tosas now? Okay. Is that it? That's a hand? Also. Okay. All right. So let's push ahead for the Tosas, and then I'll take questions. Because the more we push ahead now, the further we'll be able to get. Okay. The Gemara had said, "Tnan b'cheska shenasan ashiyavi raishalo nasan hechi dami ilema damele praticha bezmani pshita." The Gemara had said that in a case of where the wall is higher than four amos, so then in such a case we assume that he didn't pay. The Gemara then says, if the fellow says that he paid bizmano, then it's obvious that if it was post zmano. So it must be that it's toch zmano. So it asks Tosas, Vim Tomar, Amai Pshita. Why is it so poshut if the fellow said that he paid the toch zmano? Kivan de ein adam pere toch zmano, since a person didn't pay toch zmano, va'anan sahadi, and we are witnesses, sheze osel kosel, itzrich lashminan de ein tzarech lefaro be'edim. Ask Tosos that there's another chiddush here in the Gemara. And that is, we have a general rule that if you have someone who borrows money with Edim, so then in such a case, he has to pay back with Edim. So says Tosos, very sharp. Tosos says, let's remember what the translation of the words Anan Sahadi is. What's the translation of those words? We are witnesses. Now this is, Taisa says, the fact that you have to put up the wall and I have to put up the wall, if there's a wall that's there that's been put up by one of us, then it must be you who put it up. It's either me or you who put it up. I never claimed that I put it up. You're claiming that you put it up. So is Anan Sadi that the wall's been put up? Is Anan Sadi the wall's... And that means that there's Anan Sadi that I have to pay you. So says Tosos, so then, if we have a rule, Hamalva be'edim tzarech lefaro be'edim, so then in such a case, we should say that I have to pay you back with edim. Okay, that's Tosis's kasha. If you don't like, you don't understand Tosis's kasha, that means it might be that you're learning well. It's not that you're not understanding, as I'm about to elaborate. First of all, before I spell out the koshi in Tosis's kasha, this is Tosis l'shitaso. I didn't see anybody say this. But l'chura, this is Tosis on Naf Beis Amar Alef. The Tosis referred to the chiyuv of building the wall as an Anan Sahadi. And Va'meivin Yavin, this gets involved with Anan Sahadi, this gets involved with the fact that Tosis used Anan Sahadi, also above Metzia as well, by Shnayim Mofsim B'Talos as Anan Sahadi. All that's wrapped together. In other words, where did Tosis create this Anan Sahadi? Do we have a Beferish Gemara that calls it Anan Sahadi? And what Tosis is doing, it could be there is, I'm just not aware.
Once we get to the answer,
you mean according to
once we get to the answer to the question Rebbe just asked on Tosos, we'll get to the fact that the Gemara says that this is a chazaka. I assume.
You mean you're saying chazaka and anan sahadi is hainuhach? Okay. So comes along Yehuda, and Yehuda says that's just because the Gemara used the term, I wasn't going in that direction. So Yehuda says because the Gemara used the term chazaka, so that term chazaka means an Anan Sahadi as well. Right. Okay. Okay. So you're saying that I guess I never thought of Chazaka as being the same as enough to create the din as if he was Malva Be'edim. But the words Anan Sahadi as being enough to say that we ate him. All right, anyhow, Tosis did use this term Anan Sahadi in Delsir Machalafichach, and we discussed not to have pays. I'm an Aleph, so yesh ladan if the Pshat is like Yehuda or not. But either way, that's Tosis Kasha is like this. So let's spell it out. Tosis Kasha is that since there's Anan Sahadi that you have to build it with Edim, so that you have, let me rephrase that, there's Anan Sahadi that you built it, so then Tosis says, there's a big chiddush over here. And that is, the chiddush is that I can say I paid you back without Eidim. That's Tosis's kasha. Now, that kasha of Tosis Rabosai doesn't add up in Tosis's words. None of you should have been happy with this as Tosis's kasha. There's something here that doesn't read in Tosis.
Where's
that? Yeah, go ahead, Mayor. Yes.
I understood Rebbe's question the way he phrased Tosis's question the opposite way each time.
Okay, so I should spell it out again? Sure.
Yeah,
I'll spell it out again. I'll repeat again. The truth is, I don't want to go on until the Talmidim. Now, there's Yoni and Yehuda already heard from me the kasha, so they don't count. So until someone tells me why what I just said is not what Tosis says, I'm not going on in shir. Because Rabbi Braunschweig used to make this point. He would say, if you didn't ask this question, then you didn't read the Tosis. Okay, so this I'm going to tell you Tosis is kasha, but l'chura has nothing to do with Tosis' words, and I'm not pulling your leg. This is Tosis' kasha the way I understand it. But if you read it, but Tosis' words don't say what I'm about to say. Or there's, I'll give you a hint. Tosis says other things in the kasha that seem to have nothing to do with what I just said. That's my hint. Tosis' kasha is as follows. Tosis' kasha is that if there is a wall in our chatzer, and I admit that I didn't pay for it, then there's anan sahadi that you built it, because no one else is going to build it. Let's assume that we know that this kosa was built in the last while. Okay? There's not that we know that there was a wall that was built. I admit that I didn't build it, and I admit that you didn't build it, and that's the case. So says Tosis, there's anan sahadi that wall was built by the fellow. If there's the other person, now we have a rule. Hamalva be'edim, sarach lefaro be'edim. If you borrow with Eidim, so then in such a case, you have to pay back with Eidim. So says Tosas, there's a basic chiddush over here in our Gemara. And that chiddush is that even though there's hamalva be'edim, sarach lefaro be'edim, but nevertheless, in this case, you don't have to pay back with Eidim. So you're right. In terms of the chazok ein adon pareh toch zmano, fine, take it or leave it. But at the end of the day, hamalva be'edim tzarech lefaro be'edim, tzarech lefaro be'edim. So the chiddush over here is the hamalva be'edim tzarech lefaro be'edim. That's Tosis's kasha. But Rabosai, what I just said to you.
Isn't the chiddush that you don't eat
Eidim? Right. I might have thought. Exactly. That's exactly. The chiddush is that even though we should say that you have Eidim, for some reason you don't have to pay back with Eidim. For some reason you don't have to pay back for Eidim. But what I just said to you is not Tosis' words. Let's read Tosis' words. Jesse, I'll take your hara in a moment. Vim Tomar, this is going to be a great example, a great example that Rabbi Braunschweig used to give. I'm going to read for you all of Tosis' words, and I'm going to translate, and I'm going to tell you the kasha, but it's not going to be Tosis' words. Even though I translate every word of Tosis honestly. But it's not going to be Tosis' kasha. V'im tomar, v'amai pshitahu. Why is it pashut? Kiva de'ein adam poreya toch zmano. Since a person doesn't pay within his time. V'anan sahadi sheze osa kosa. And we know for sure that you did the koso. Itzrich lashmin, I need to tell you chiddush, de'ein tzarech leparo be'edim. You don't have to pay with Eidim. That's the chiddush, that's Tosis' kasha. For Rabosai, what I just read in Tosis is difficult. There's something difficult about the way I just said Tosis, Kasha, and the way I read Tosis, even though I translate every word. Yes, Jesse?
It seems like Tosis is building it off the fact of Shita and the Gemara, you know, rather than to do with Tosis Man or not.
Excellent. My Rebbe would say, if you didn't ask this Kasha, then you were reading poetry. In other words, you read the, it could be you understood the Kasha, but then you didn't read Tosis, then you didn't read Tosis carefully. There's a bunch of added words here in Tosis that don't seem to be here, don't seem to be necessary. And that is, Tosis says, Kiva de'ein adam poreya toch zmano. Since a person da poreya toch zmano. What do I need those words for? Who cares about whether a person's poreya toch zmano or not? At the end of the day, we're saying that there's anan sa, they have to build a wall. What does that have to do with adam poreya toch zmano or not? Very good. Okay. Jesse saved it. Otherwise, I would have sent you back to the Beis Medrash. Say, I'm not going on until you figure out what's difficult. And okay, so Jesse, you, I know for some people's perspective, it's no longer saving. It's making the shiur go on longer, past 1 o'clock. Okay. So the Maram explains what Taisus is kashas. Let's take a look at the Maram. I'm sorry I'm going a little late. It was your vote. Okay. So the Maram says, Maram says like this. Nirip. Maram di bar maskel ilema. The Marsha, by the way, also stops at this. But the Maram is the one who gives a clearer pshat. Nira the Hadi Tzrichu Latos Lahaktim Hakim and Prara Velohikshu Kipshuta Mikoach Anan Sadi Mishum the E of it in the Parabeltos Mano. If it would be normal for a person to pay Betos Mano, Afal Gavda Anan Sadi Shzeo Sakosla Filo Hachilo Mikri Milva Be'edim the Dilma Parla Take of Shizcha Livnos. Says the Maram, no, you do, every word it tells us is meduyuk. Because if this wasn't betos mano, so then even though there's an anan sahadi that ze also kosel, he would be believed to say that he already paid back. The whole question of tosos only starts because it's tolzmano, ein adam porei tolzmano. If a person would be porei tolzmano, so then in such a case, then the kasha doesn't start because he's believed on his own. He's believed as a taina that he paid back. That's the correct way to read tosos. Beautiful. It's not going to be called Milva Be'edim anymore. It's no longer, it's true, it might be Milva Be'edim, but the Milva Be'edim falls away because now there's a Chazaka that I paid back. So there is a Milva Be'edim that I had a chiv to build a wall, and then there's Eidim, and then there is a Chazaka that I already paid back. So just like every loan, that you have Eidim that I'm chayiv to pay. Let's say there was a shtar. So there's a chazaka that I paid back. If it's achar zmano, I can say that I paid back after zmano. Leaving aside, you know, shtar is sometimes complicated with a shover, there isn't a shover, and so on. But in general, once there's a chazaka, then the kasha doesn't start. But Taisus asks, but here we're talking about tol zmano. So if we're talking about tol zmano, then Taisus has a kasha. One needs to be masbir every word in Taisus. Okay. Let me just read Tosas Teretz and let me end. V'yeshlomar dafil ma damer gabim mil v'chayrei beidim tzarech l'faro beidim hasa mishum de lohim neime ikara. That's in a case where he's not believed from the beginning. Aval hacha leka shum hochacha de lohim ne. Here, there is no proof that he's not believed. Hilchach pshita de ein tzarech l'faro beidim. When I borrow you money from you, and you insist that there needs to be eidim, so then in such a case it shows that you didn't believe me that I was going to pay you back. You made sure that there were eidim. But here, there's no reason to believe that any of the parties didn't believe each other. So then in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv to pay back with eidim. So Taisus here said a tremendous chiddush of the din of milva be'edim tzarech l'faro be'edim. That milva be'edim tzarech l'faro be'edim is not that once there's edim, there's automatically a chiv to pay back with edim, but it's a simon that the malva didn't trust him. And here there was no simon, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. So Taisus doesn't reject the hava mina that he said that anan sahadi makes it as if there's edim. Anan sahadi makes it as edim. Yes, the anan sahadi makes it as if there's edim. But the chiv of requiring edim, and to pay back with Edom is because the Malvis made a claim, Ki'ilu, when he says, I insist on that the Halva be done with Edom, it's showing that he doesn't want to be paid back unless there's Edom, because he doesn't believe him. But in this case, we didn't have that situation. It would be interesting to find if there are others who answer Tosis Kasha differently, because here Tosis is saying a tremendous chiddush about the din of Amilva be'edim, Tzarech l'faro be'edim. Okay, it's late. We'll stop here. It'll be my pleasure to stick around. I know there are a lot of questions, and I pushed ahead a little bit more. Bli neder, I'll stick around as much as I can.